Okay, the diagnosis here is amniotic fluid embolism. This is when, during delivery of the placenta, stage 3 labor, there's either a tearing or shearing on the placenta that leads to leakage of that amniotic fluid into the circulation, goes to the lungs, and causes a pulmonary embolism-like picture. Okay, this is not a DVT, this is not a clot, but this is amniotic fluid going to the lungs, producing a PE-like picture. And then the bleeding that you see, this is DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulation, which is something that is seen frequently in amniotic fluid embolism. Okay, so very 2CK OBGYN level diagnosis, but just be aware it exists for the sake of step one. And looking at the answer choices, we would expect decreased PCO2, increased pH, no change in bicarb. This is an acute respiratory alkalosis. Okay, so the patient's hyperventilating. That's why the CO2 is down. Students get fucked up on this. They think that if you have a lung pathology, your CO2 should be high, not low. But CO2 diffuses quickly. Okay, so CO2 diffuses quickly, O2 diffuses slowly. That's the key concept. So if your lungs are fucked up, because O2 diffuses slowly, you're not going to be able to get enough in, so your O2 is low in the arterial circulation. That makes sense. But because CO2 diffuses quickly, even if your lungs are messed up, as long as you're hyperventilating, you can get the CO2 out. Okay, that's the overwhelming majority of scenarios. There are rabbit holes that could go down, small exceptions. I'm not going to do that right now. But you just need to know in a very brief sense that if the patient is hyperventilating, doesn't matter what the pulmonary pathology is, overwhelming majority of scenarios, your CO2 is going to be down, not up. And that's going to cause an acute respiratory alkalosis. Okay, so your pH is up, and then your bicarb is not changed because it's too acute to change. All right, it takes at least 12 to 24 hours to really start to move. So no change in this setting. Same as pulmonary embolism, same as acute asthma attack, your bicarbs, no change. And that's actually objectively what denotes the acute respiratory state. As far as whether we were to say alkalosis or acidosis, the acute respiratory state is the fact that we have no change in bicarb. If we were to go to a high altitude, for example, and have a chronic respiratory alkalosis, we would expect a decrease in bicarb to compensate, okay? And then objectively, we could say that decrease in bicarb denotes the chronic respiratory alkalotic state. So that's it for this one. Could do like a 90-minute oral presentation on all the concepts here, but just you need to take home the key point that in acute asthma attack, in a pulmonary embolism, in amniotic fluid embolism, your CO2 is down, not up, okay? And your pH is up, acute respiratory alkalosis, and your bicarb is too soon to change, okay? That's it.